Go to Isaiah.
Ashaya rabo.
Go to Isaiah 24.
24.
Verse 2.
Aye 2. 24 2.
And it shall be as with the people, so with the priests, as with the servant, so with his master, as with the maid, so with his mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury to him.
همگان به یک سرنوشت دچار خواهند شد. کاهن همانند قوم، ارباب همانند غلام، خاتون همانند کنیز، فروشنده همانند خریدار، قرضگیرنده همانند قرضدهنده، بدهکار همانند طلبکار.
Now this is just a neutral statement.
این جمله عمومیه.
It doesn't tell us anything about usury. But I just want to mention, because we're going to look at all the verses that the word is being used. And I want to skip some of the scriptures. So go to the next one. Jeremiah 15, verse 10. Woe is me, my mother, that thou hast borne me, a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole world. I have neither lent on usury, nor men have lent to me on usury. Yet every one of them doth curse me.
Who's that? Jeremiah 15, verse 10.
وای بر من ای مادرم که مرا بذاتی مردی را که تمامی این سرزمین با او در جنگ و ستیز است. نه ربا دادم و نه ربا گرفتم و با وجود این همه لعنم می کنند.
Yeah, so is usury portrayed as a good thing here?
آیا به نظر صفت خوبی میاد تو این آیه ربا گرفتن و نزول گرفتن؟
All these things are happening. All these bad things.
همه این اتفاقا داره میفته. همه این بدیا میفته.
I've never lent on usury.
نه سود گرفتن و نزول گرفتن. نه کاری کردم. نه
on usury.
هیچ سودی از ربا نگرفتم.
Why is everybody cursing me? Why is all this happening?
چرا این اتفاقات بد داره برام میفته؟
Yeah, he's saying I've done what is right.
هر کاری که درست بوده انجام دادم.
I've not enslaved anybody with usury.
هیچ کسو برده نکردم با
قرض. I've not enslaved myself even with usury.
Why are bad things happening?
Yeah. Staying away from usury is the right thing, clearly communicated here. Go to Ezekiel 18. Yeah, where we have people complaining about the fact
that
they are having trouble. And they are blaming their forefathers for the trouble that they are in. Yeah, and God tells them, yeah, if you do right, it will go well with you. But if you do not know do what is right, yeah, it won't go well. Yeah? The soul that sinned, it will die. Now start reading with verse 5. And stay in this chapter. But if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right. So we're talking about a just man here in verse 5.
اگر کسی پارسا باشد و انصاف و عدالت را به جا آورد.
در مورد یک پارسا داره صحبت می‌کنه.
Yeah, so we're describing a just person now.
داریم توضیح میدیم که یه فرد پارسا.
Skip to verse 8.
آیا 8 رو بخونید.
Yeah, talking about this person, he that had not given fought upon usury, neither had taken any increase, that he had withdrawn his hand from iniquity, had executed true judgment between man and man.
و نقد خود را به ربا ندهد و سود نستاند و از بی‌انصافی بپریزد و انصاف حقیقی را میان افراد برقرار دارد.
So the only 8. So the just man is the one who does not take usury. Who does not take increase. Skip to 13. Had given forth upon usury and had taken increase, shall he then live? He shall not live. He had done all these abominations, he shall surely die. His blood shall be upon him.
آیا چنین کسی زنده خواهد ماند؟ البته که نه. او به سبب همه کارهای کراهت‌آوری که کرده است به یقین خواهد مرد و خونش بر گردن خودش خواهد بود.
Yeah, this is a man who is not just.
کسی که عادل نیست.
I should have read verse 11.
آیه 11.
Yeah. And that doeth not any of those duties, but even had eaten up on the mountain and defiled his neighbor's wife. Let's go a little bit further back. Oh yeah, verse 10. So if this just person, if he begets a son that is a robber, a shedder of blood, and doeth the like to any one of these things, and then we get a new list.
اما اگر این شخص پسری خشن و خونریز تولید کند که یکی از این کارها را به عمل آورد.
Yeah, so that's the son of the just man, but he doesn't do what is right.
عادله و پسرش کار درستی رو انجام نمیده.
And it talks about he is doing usury, then the guy who is not good.
اون پسرش که اشتباه میکنه.
He does take increase.
اون برای سود میگیره.
He's the opposite of the just man, of his father basically.
پدرش که پارسا بوده.
And the question is, shall he then live? Shall he then live is the question.
اون باید زنده بمونه.
In verse 13.
آیه 13 میگه.
No, he surely shall die. His blood shall be upon him.
خونش بر روی او خواهد بود.
He had done all these abominations.
تمام این گناه‌های بزرگ را انجام داده.
Taking usury has been thrown into the group of abominations.
در حقیقت نزول خوری رو جزء گناهان خیلی بد در حقیقت.
The Bible sends a pretty clear message on usury.
یه پیام خیلی محکم و جدی داره در مورد نزول خوری.
Read for 17. Ezekiel 18 for 17. That had taken off his hand from the poor, that had not received usury nor increase, had executed my judgment, had walked in my statutes, he shall not die for the iniquity of his father, he shall surely live.
و دست خیش از گناه باز دارد و ربا و سود نستاند و قوانین مرا به عمل آورد و در فرایض من سلوک کند. چنین کسی به سبب گناه پدرش نخواهد مرد بلکه به یقین زنده خواهد ماند.
Yeah, another man who is not receiving usury, was not doing these things. It's called good.
خوب خونده شده. Yeah. پارسا خونده شده.
Yeah. He is executing the judgments of God, it says here. He is being considered of walking in God's statutes.
حرمت خداوند قدم برمی‌داره.
Yeah, go to Ezekiel 22:12.
حزقیال 22:12.
Indeed, have they taken gifts to shed blood? Thou hast taken usury and increase. And thou hast greatly gained of thy neighbors by extortion, and hast forgotten me, said the Lord. Said the Lord God.
خداوندگار یهوه می‌فرماید در میان تو مردم برای ریختن خون رشوه می‌گیرند. شما ربا و سود می‌ستمید و ظالمانه از همسایه خود بهره کشی می‌کنید و مرا فراموش کرده‌اید.
Yeah, look at the bedfellows of usury. Shedding blood, greed, gaining of neighbors.
از همسایه‌ات سودجویی کردن.
Yeah, it's taking advantage of the misery of others.
در حقیقت از بدبختی دیگران سوء استفاده کردن.
Yeah, it's taking advantage, especially when people are low.
مخصوصاً کسایی که افتادن پایین.
Yeah, it's a form of extortion.
یه روش سوء استفاده از مردم.
Having seen all these verses.
همه این آیه‌ها رو دیدیم.
Yeah, you cannot walk away from this.
نمی‌تونیم امروز آخر جلسه به نتیجه برسیم.
Not understanding that.
درک نکنیم.
Usury is harmful to others.
نزول آسیب می‌رسونه.
And that it is something that God doesn't want you to do.
خداوند نمیخواد هیچ کدوم از ما انجام بدیم.
He even throws in a group of abomination.
در گروهی از گناهان خجالت آور.
And it's not something that just people will do.
یه چیزی کوچیکی که مرد پارسا هیچ وقت انجام نمیده.
If you want to dwell on the hill of the Lord, remember.
اگر در کاخ در تپه خداوند در کوه خداوند زندگی کنید.
You do not use usury.
شما نزول.
You don't charge people interest of things.
مردم سود نگیرید. از مردم سود پولتون رو نگیرید.
Yeah, the Old Testament is pretty clear.
عتی خیلی روشن بهمون
میزنه. It spells it out. Usury is bad.
نزول بده.
Yeah, it's harmful.
باعث بدیه یه نفره. آسیب میرسونه به یه نفر.
Guess which group in this world is most guilty of usury today?
از نزول خوری.
The very people who received initially these scriptures.
تمام کسایی رو که همین آیه ها به دستشون
رسید. Yeah, the physical nation of Israel, the Jews.
قوم اسرائیلی در حقیقت یهودیا.
They're controlling the financial world.
در حقیقت با نزول خوری کل دنیا رو دارن پولی.
Which has a business model that is called usury.
از طریقاً از نزول خوری به اینجا.
It's an abomination.
در حقیقت باعث خجالت خداوند و برای همین هم قوم اسرائیل امروز برکت نداره و نفرین.
Yeah, so that's what the Old Testament clearly teaches.
عهد عتیق کلاً همین درس.
There are two more verses.
دو تا آیه دیگه
در New Testament.
در عهد جدید.
Where the word usury is used.
کلمه نزول از.
And it's actually about the same story or a similar story.
در همون داستانه.
And actually, this story has caused people to think that it's okay to charge interest.
Yeah.
Just ignoring everything we just saw.
So, let's
look at these verses. Go to Matthew 25. Matthew 25. And first read verse 27. Where we have the word usury being mentioned. Thou orders therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, And then at my coming, I should have received mine own with usury.
از همین جهت تو میبایست نقد مرا به صرافان بدهید وقتی که بیایم مال خود را با سود بیارم.
Yeah, so people will look at this and say, it's okay to do usury because it's a better option than doing nothing.
Now,
here's some lessons on interpreting scriptures.
درسی که میتونیم از ترجمه از آیه استفاده کردن و معنی آیه رو گرفتن یاد میگیریم.
If you find some contradiction or seemingly contradiction in the Bible,
کاملا ضد بقیه اعتقادای کتاب مقدس
است. You need to figure out what you're interpreting wrong.
چی اشتباه فهمیدم که این انقدر متفاوته.
And if you have 10 plus verses,
اگه 10 به علاوه یه
چیزی
دیگه یه چیزی میگه و این آیه
seems to say something else.
نظر میاد یه چیز دیگه داره میگه.
We are most likely wrong on the one.
اون یه آیه اشتباه فهمیدیش.
Not on the other 10.
نه اون 10 تا آیه رو.
Here's another lesson.
یه درس دیگه.
For reading your Bible.
وقتی کتاب مقدس میخونی.
We do not derive doctrines
اعتقادمون
from stories.
از یه داستان بر نمیداریم.
We derive doctrines from clear statements.
اعتقادمون از جمله‌های واقعی که روشنه یاد میگیریم نه داستانی که تعریف
شده. We filter the stories through the statements.
داستان‌ها رو از اعتقاداتمون فیلتر می‌کنیم.
Yeah, and let me give you an example.
یه مثال براتون بزنم.
Is it right for a man to have multiple wives?
آیا یک مرد اشکال داره که چند تا زن داشته باشه؟ اوکیه، مشکلی نیست که مرد چند تا زن بگیره؟
No.
The answer is no.
نه.
But then people can say, why not?
چرا نه؟
Abraham did it.
ابراهیم چند تا زن گرفت؟
Jacob did it.
یعقوب گرفت.
David.
داوود گرفت. سلیمان گرفت.
What's wrong?
مشکلش چیه؟
These were good people.
اینا آدمای خوبی بودن چند تا زن گرفته بودن.
We look at them as great guys in the Bible.
ما نبیای بزرگ می‌بینیمشون اما کامل نیستن.
Why is it wrong?
پس چرا اشکال داره؟
Because what they were doing, yeah, the Bible said it was wrong based on clear statements. What statements? Now, what about, for example, a quote in Matthew 19:5, which is a quote from Genesis 2, by the way, but read Matthew 9:5,
and said,
"For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh."
گفت از این جهت مرد پدر و مادر خود را رها کرده به زن خیش بپیوندد و هر دو یکتن خواهند شد.
This is a clear statement.
گفته هر دو یک تن خواهند شد.
Those two shall be one flesh. One man, one woman.
یک مرد، یک زن، یک تن.
Go to 1 Corinthians 7.
اول قرنتیان فصل 7.
Read verse 2.
آیه 2.
Let every man have his own wife. That's the second part. Let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband.
دو هفت آیه دو اوسطش. و هر زن شوهر خود را بدارد و شوهر حق زن را ادا نماید. همچنین زن حق شوهر را.
Pretty clear.
خیلی روشنه، مفرده.
What do characters in the Bible do?
شخصیتایی که در مقدس چیکار کردن، انسان‌ها چیکار کردن؟
They don't always do what God tells them to do.
همیشه همه کارهای خداوند رو درست انجام نمی‌دن.
So we have to use the clear statements.
پس اون جمله‌هایی که خیلی روشن گفته شده رو باید برداریم.
If the actions that people took or what they did was actually correct.
داستان زندگی مردم آیا درست بوده یا غلط بوده؟
Yeah, so now let's look at this passage in Matthew 25.
به متی فصل 25 نگاه کنیم.
And start reading with verse 14 till 15.
آیه 14 تا 15 شو بخون.
For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto him his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several ability, and straight away took his journey.
زیرا چنانکه مردی عازم سفر شده، غلامان خود را طلبید، اموال خود را بدیشان سپرد. یکی را 5 قنطار و دیگر را 2 و سومی را 1 داد. هر یک را به حسب قابلیتش بیدرنگ حاضر سفر شد.
So the first thing I want you to notice
is
that this is a parable.
مسئله.
Yeah, the kingdom of heaven is as.
میگه ملکوت خداوند.
Jesus is talking or is teaching some spiritual truth here.
در حقیقت عیسی مسیح درسی داره میده.
And he's using some earthly example to convey that truth.
از نمونه استفاده میکنه که حقیقت روحانی رو نشون
میده. Yeah, so here we have a man that goes traveling.
در مورد مردی که سفر میکنه.
He gives different amounts, talents, money to his servants.
One gets
5 or 2, gets another one 1, and when he comes back, there isn't time that he wants them to give account.
ازشون جواب میخواد.
Yeah, what did you do with what I gave you?
چیکار کردیم با اونی که من بهتون دادم؟
Why?
چرا؟
Because he expects the, his servants to have made more money.
بیشتر سود کرده
باشه. For him.
برای خودش.
Now, we're going to skip all the way to verse 24 where
24,
the account of the servant that got one talent has to, had to be given. Read 24 to 26.
24 to 26.
You can read the rest at home yourself.
Yeah,
then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talents in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I not sow it, and gather where I have not strawed.
پس آن که یک قنطار گرفته بود پیش آمده گفت ای ارباب چون تو را می شناختم که مرد درشت خوی می باشی از جایی که نگذاشته ای می دروی و از جایی که نخاشیده ای جمع می کنی پس ترسان شده رفتم و قنطار تو را زیر زمین پنهان کردم اینک مال تو موجود است ارباش در جواب گفت ای غلام شریر بیکاره می دانستی که از جایی که نکاشتم می دروم و از مکانی که نخاشیدم جمع می کنم
Does this Lord, not the Lord in heaven, not Lord God, does this Lord sound like a righteous guy? No, he's a hard man, it says. He reaps where he doesn't sow. He gathers where he doesn't disperse. Is that a biblical way to do business?
Yeah,
to be reaping at places that you didn't do anything? Yeah, this doesn't sound like a righteous man. This actually sounds like a hard businessman. And at the moment we'll see that this man has no problem with usury.
As نزول خوری.
Yeah, going after unjust gain.
دنبال سود اضافه رفتن.
Yeah, because now we're gonna have verse 27 where we have read 27 to 30 by the way.
27 to 30 رو بخونید.
Yeah, thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchanger, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which had 10 talents. For unto every one that had shall be given. And he shall have abundance, but from him that had not shall be taken away even that which he had. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
از همین جهت تو میبایستی نقد مرا به صرافان بدهی تا وقتی که بیایم مال خود را با سود بیاورم بنابراین قنطار را از او گرفته به صاحب ده قنطار بدهی زیرا به هر که دارد داده میشود و افسونی یابد از آن که ندارد آنچه دارد نیز گرفته شود آن غلام بینفس را در تاریکی بیرون اندازی جایی که گریه و برهم فشردن دندان خواهد
بود He didn't do anything. His Lord said, hey, it would be better
if you would give to the exchanger.
At least I would have received some gain. Now, is this teaching us that it's okay for us to use usury? No, this is what a hard businessman would have hoped this servant would have done with his money. So at least he would have some gain. Now, what is Jesus actually teaching here? Now, basically it's the message from if you have been given gifts, yeah, that you should be doing something with those gifts. Yeah, and if you do something with those gifts, more shall be added to you. This is not a lesson on usury. Something the Bible speaks over and over again against. Yeah, it is telling, this is how the world is. This is something you understand. This is a businessman that you know exists.
Yeah,
who expects return. Now, God has given you gifts. And he expects you to use those gifts for his glory. Yeah, go to Luke 19, which is basically the same story where we see the same thing coming again. read verse 11 till 14. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should come immediately appear. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went to a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. But the citizen hated him and sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us.
زیرا که پسر و چون ایشان را و چون این را شنیدند او افسود و مثلی آورد چون که نزدیک اورشلیم بوده ایشان گمان میکردند که ملکوت خدا میباید در همان زمان ظهور کند پس گفت شخص شریف به سرزمینی دور سفر کرد تا ملکی برای خود گرفته بازگشت کند پس 10 نفر از غلامان خود را طلبیده 10 قنطار به ایشان سپرد فرمود تا بازگشت من تجارت کنید اما اهل ولایت او چون که او را دشمن می‌داشتند خاصگان را در عقب او فرستاده گفتند نمی‌خواهیم این شخص بر ما سلطنت کند.
Yeah, right at the bat we know it's a parable again.
بازم می‌دونیم خب یه بعد داستانه.
It also gives us some indication about why is Jesus giving this parable.
چرا عیسی مسیح مثل رو داده؟
You may be thinking that the kingdom of God will come directly, but
فکر می‌کنی ملکوت خدا زود میاد همون لحظه.
That's not the case. Let me give you an example.
و بیاین بهتون این مثال رو بدم.
Then in verse 15 to 17 to 19 we see again the giving of the accounts.
که جواب پس میده.
Yeah, the first you can read it at home. The first two servants they come.
خادم اول برمیگرده.
Yeah, the first has gained 10, the second has gained 5.
یکی 5 تا سود کرده.
And then the next one comes.
و بعد سومی میاد.
First 20 till 22.
تا 22.
And another came saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I fear thee, because thou art an all-store man. Thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And he said unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an all-store a man, takest up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow.
و سومی آمد و گفت ای آقا اینک قنطار تو موجود است آن را در پارچه نگاه داشتم زیرا که از تو ترسیدم چون که مرد تند خوی هستی آنچه نگذارده ای برمیداری از آنچه نکاشته ای درو میکنی و ای گفت از زبان خودت بر تو فتوا میدم ای غلام شریر میدانستی که من مرد تند خوی هستم که برمیدارم آنچه را نگذاشتم
Yeah, this sounds again like this hard businessman talking.
Yeah.
This is how the world works.
Yeah,
this is what people can recognize. It reads, 23. Wherefore then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury.
برایش پول مرا نزد صرافا نگذاردی تا چون آیم آن را با سود دریافت کنم.
Yeah, again the same thing we see.
بازم میگه سود کردن.
Why didn't you give it to the bank?
چرا به بانک ندادی؟
Yeah, so I could have money with usury.
سود بانکو داشته باشم.
Yeah. Usury is the business model of banks, yeah?
سود دادن روش بیزینس بانکه.
Even the Bible tells us.
خود کتاب مقدس هم همین رو میگه صرافان و بانک‌ها.
Yeah, now what are the spiritual lessons here?
درس روحانی که اینجا میگیریم چیه؟
Similar as in Matthew 19. And added that things like to whom who is faithful with little shall be entrusted with more. Yeah, these are the lessons you draw from these stories. Not that it is okay now for you to go do usury. Oh, but the Bible mentions usury as something better than doing nothing. No, it is not doing that. The character in the parable,
yeah,
the person in the story, that's what he says and he does.
Yeah,
that's how people are. You have 10 plus statements in the Bible that show you it is wrong. And you use those statements to determine of what people do. Normal human beings, yeah, if you determine what they do is right or wrong. Yeah? Proverbs
26:9.
Because here it is with parables. The Bible warns us for that. As a thorn goeth up in the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools.
بوته خار است افراشته به دست مست ضرور مثل از دهان نادان.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's the fools.
No, it's the sheep. No.
Yeah, it's the fools that come up with all these weird explanations. That have no basis in the rest of scripture. And they start from parables. And they're starting all these weird doctrines, these strange doctrines. You can't do that. These are stories. This is what people do. Yeah, a parable is there to communicate a certain spiritual truth.
حقیقت نیست.
Yeah, people like this will go to the parable of the 10 virgins.
اون در حقیقت نبوت اون مثال هشت باکره رو 10 تا باکره رو استفاده کنی.
The oil is there, there's a mean that means that. And they then can lose that oil and also you can lose your salvation. Like that is nonsense. There are so many verses that tell you that's not the case.
But
that's what happens when you put a full to explain a parable.
Now,
for the sake of time, I had another one, not for usually, but a similar story in Luke 16. Yeah, you can also read it at home. Start verse 1. There we have a Lord who is commending actually for a wicked servant. He's calling him wise for stealing from him because he is using his boss's goods and money to gain favor with other people. Is that a lesson so you can steal from your boss? No, it's teaching you that you should use your money to help others out, and when you are in hard times there will be those who help you in your life. Yeah? So usury is something we shouldn't be all involved in. It's a curse, it's not a blessing. It's a sin to do it. It's harmful to those who receive it.
Yeah.
It does not line up with loving your neighbor as yourself. And I want to look at one more last thing. And the last place we're going is Nehemiah
9.
Yeah, because I also want you to see how a society gets to a place where they're enslaved. Yeah, usually enslaved people. Yeah, but it's part of something bigger. Yeah, there's a reason our world today is all about usury and people being enslaved to the banksters. So let me give you some insight to that. Nehemiah 9, because there it actually explains you why the Israelites were in the place they were at. Why they were now slaves and servants. Read verses 33 till 36. Howbeit that thou art just in all that is brought upon us, for thou hast done right. And he's talking to God. But we have done wickedly. Neither have our kings, our princes, our priests, nor our fathers kept thy law, nor hearkened unto thy commandments and thy testimonies, wherewith thou didst testify against them. For they have not served thee in their kingdom, and in thy great goodness that thou gavest them, and in the large and fat lands which thou gavest before them. Neither turned they from their wicked works. Behold, we are servants this day, and for the land that thou gavest unto our fathers to eat the fruit thereof and the good thereof, behold, we are servants in it.
تو در هر آنچه بر سر ما آمده است عادل بوده‌ای، چرا که با وفاداری عمل کرده‌ای. هر آنچه ما شرارت ورزیده‌ای، پادشاهان و سروران و کاهنان و پدران ما شریعت تو را به جا نیاوردند و به فرمانها و شهاداتی که علیه ایشان دادی اعتنا نکردند، حتی در مملکت خودشان و در بهره‌مندی از احسان عظیمی که به ایشان کردی و در سرزمین وسیع و برومندی که پیش روی ایشان نهادی تو را عبادت نکردند و از اعمال شرارتبارشان برنگشتند.
Yes, and the Israelites were doing very well at a certain point.
Yeah,
God was their God. God was blessing them.
But
what happened? They turned away from God. They didn't listen to his commandments. They did not serve God. And as a punishment,
yeah,
the consequences for not living the way God wanted them, now they became servants. Now they became slaves. Before, they owned their land. Now they are just servants. They had sinned. And Nehemiah said, God, you are right for doing this. We deserve this.
Yeah?
Now they just lived on the land. They didn't own anymore. Read verse 37, last verse you
read.
And it yielded much increase unto the kings whom thou hast set over us because of our sins. Also they have dominion over our bodies and over our cattle. At their pleasure, we are in great distress.
زمین ما مسئول فراوان خود را برای پادشاهانی می‌آورد که به سبب گناهان ما بر ما مسلط گردند. ایشان هر طور که می‌پسندند بر بدنها و بر چارپایان ما حکم می‌رانند و ما در مصیبتی عظیم گرفتار آمدیم.
Yes, and now they are slaves. Now, they don't even have dominion over their own bodies anymore, or over the cattle.
Yeah,
it says we're in great distress. That is where a society goes when they depart from God. Less and less freedom. We are society. It has more and more debt slaves. What is the lesson for this morning? How to apply this?
Yeah.
First of all, if you decide to lend out money to people, don't charge them interest. It's an abomination to God. It carries a curse for the blessing. Yeah, your money working on this job.
اگر میخوایم پول درآوریم کار کنیم.
Stay away from unjust gain.
از ناعادلانه پول درآوردن دست
بکشید. Record second, don't get trapped.
و دوم اینکه اسیر نشید.
Into these schemes, these usury schemes.
این تبلیغات سود و سود.
Be very careful.
مراقب خودتون باشید.
With getting a loan.
وقتی وام میگیرید وام درست بگیرید و درست بخونید که درست.
Yeah, because usury and slaves people.
نزول باعث اسارت یه نفر میشه.
آمین.
آمین.